Lake Effect continues now on WUWM. I'm Mitch Tyke.
And I'm Bonnie North. When the U.S. housing bubble burst in 2008, the country was launched into the most severe recession since the Great Depression. For many families, this meant the loss of the family home.
Between 2006 and 2014, around 9 million American families lost homes due to foreclosure. There have been many studies on the ways foreclosure impacts someone's personal and professional life, but a recent study analyzed its impact on someone's political life.
The report, titled Foreclosure's Fallout, looked at how foreclosures impacted voting patterns in 2012, the election during the height of the crisis. Peru Shah and Amber Wachowski are the researchers behind the report. Shah is an associate professor of political science at UW-Milwaukee, and Wachowski is an associate professor of political science at Marquette.
They joined Lake Effect's Joy Powers in the studio to talk about their research and to look back on how the foreclosure crisis impacted Milwaukeeans.
Pre-crisis, about maybe 2,000 families a year would face foreclosure. So it's not that people did not experience foreclosure. The Great Recession really exacerbated it, and just the scale was just so much larger. So at the height of the crisis here in Milwaukee, about 7,000 families faced foreclosure if we're looking at, say, 2008, 2009, which is really the height of the crisis.
So we know that foreclosure has a huge impact on people personally and then people at a community level. When you started doing this research, what were you setting out to find?
Yeah, I mean, there is a lot of research out there looking at the impact of foreclosures on social well-being, public health, and more or less the economics of a family. And Amber and I really wanted to focus on the political consequences. How does something like this, a disruption or a feeling of loss, impact how people feel about politics, their political behavior, and what we think of as political efficacy, right? Like, how do they feel about participating? Does it impact that?
So how does foreclosure impact someone's, I don't know if ability is the right word to put here, but how does foreclosure impact whether or not someone is going to vote?
Yeah, so in political science, there's just overwhelming evidence that resources matter. So resource-rich individuals are more likely to vote than resource-poor ones. So if you think about foreclosure, that can be a huge shock to your household finances, right, the costs of foreclosure. But we also know that foreclosure can pay a psychological toll as well, just the stress. So there's research that's looked at the effects of foreclosure on marital discord, on physical health and well-being, depression. And these sorts of things can also be correlates of political participation. So in terms of foreclosure's effect on turnout, it can be direct in terms of people are just consumed by other things going on in their life, which is keeping a house over their head, as well as just the psychological toll, the emotional toll of losing one's home.
You know, something that comes up in your research is that it's not only the toll on the individual, but it can also be a toll on the community. And something you specifically mention is that organizations, political campaigns, they don't tend to go into neighborhoods that have faced a lot of foreclosure. Why is that?
I think one of the things that we wanted to actually look at and I think hypothesize was how does an impact on a whole community, change how outsiders see that community? So there's that feeling internally of our community is in distress that may impact people's kind of perceptions of their own political efficacy, but also thinking then about how do outside organizations that might be interested in getting out the vote look at that community? Are they thinking this is a community that's actually not going to vote, so we're not going to spend resources on that space? And previous research that Amber and I looked at had suggested that get out the vote efforts really are reduced in these kinds of communities because they don't see them as, getting the return on that investment.
Yeah. So a lot of groups will use the registered voter list in order to do their door knocking, to figure out who they are trying to contact. So if you think about a neighborhood that's facing lots of foreclosure, that's adding uncertainty to that. Are the people there actually living? Are they living at that address? Are they going to be able to have like a positive contact? And so there was some anecdotal evidence that organizations were taking that into account when they're determining which neighborhoods to kind of saturate and to focus on. But we're also social citizens. So our propensity to vote is also shaped by our family members, by our coworkers, our friends, as well as our neighbors. So if you imagine a neighborhood that the foreclosure crisis would have been a real shock, where you would have had several families, several households facing foreclosure, even if you yourself wasn't facing foreclosure, you might be worried about the toll that the foreclosure crisis is going to have on property values. You might be less likely to see a campaign organization, a political group, someone who's trying to get out the vote, come to your community, do that sort of door knocking. You may have fewer contacts with your neighbors, thinking about if your neighbors are kind of consumed by these other events, that you might actually have those sorts of social pressures and social norms might actually be lower in neighborhoods hit hard by the foreclosure crisis.
Something brought up in your research is the impact of empty homes, mm-hmm. Which are increasingly common, of course, in a neighborhood that is facing foreclosure. When we have these kinds of empty homes, how does that impact a community?
I think it sends a signal, right, about what that community fabric is looking like and how it's changing for many of the people who are left behind in some ways. I think getting to what Amber was talking about, one of the things that we looked at in terms of this particular stressor is this idea of isolation. We have a quote in our paper about the everyday drip, or the drip of everyday life, I should say, right? And this idea that you get used to the routines in your neighborhood, the people you see. And I think one of the things that others who have looked much more qualitatively at foreclosures is this feeling of isolation, that you're not talking to your neighbors, you have fewer neighbors to talk to, and there's this kind of increased level of stress in a community.
Well, and I think that gets to the idea that this is now a group of people who are facing foreclosure, who are not involved in the political process. What do we lose when we lose their voices?
Yeah, following the foreclosure crisis, there was increasing concern among, some policy experts that maybe the government's response wasn't as robust enough or as quick enough, that the foreclosure crisis kind of continued on. Actually, families facing these sorts of burdens really a couple years out from where, the 2007 to 2009 height of the crisis. So in our paper, we show that for Milwaukee County households who were facing foreclosure heading into the 2012 presidential election, they were about 1 to 2 percentage points less likely to turn out to vote. Now, on one hand, you would say, well, that seems like a pretty small effect, 1 to 2 percentage point drop in turnout. But here we're looking at voters who are homeowners, who are already registered voters, right? So who were already the likely ones to kind of turn out to vote in the first place. So even among what we would call high propensity voters, to still see a drop in their turnout is pretty remarkable. And so if you think about the sort of question of whether or not the government's response was strong enough, was robust enough, was fast enough, if elected officials and candidates are not hearing from voters who are most directly affected by it, it kind of decreases that sense of urgency. And so we know that voter turnout in the United States is pretty unequal. Wealthier Americans turn out at higher rates than poorer Americans do. And what's really worrisome to us was that here we see the foreclosure crisis, which we know disproportionately affected some Americans more so than others, further exacerbated political inequality in the United States in the sense that dropping turnout among those that were hit hardest by the foreclosure crisis.
Do you see any solutions for this problem on the horizon, specifically getting people to vote, whether we're talking about a big election like 2012, which is what you looked at, mm-hmm. or even midterm elections?
So in other work that Amber and I have worked on, we've looked at the roles of community organizations as kind of the in-betweens between what we would say government and maybe elected officials and residents and their role in essentially making those connections and reversing some of the isolation, reversing some of the effects of political inequality and lack of voice. And we have found that they can be effective, but it's a pretty daunting task, I would say, given the number of individuals who one of the kind of consequences of political inequality and feeling like you don't have a voice is that you then tend to that tends to kind of just snowball. So we haven't been able to look at the 2014, 2016 elections, but not voting in one election may lead then to, you know, further lack of political participation moving on. And so I think relying on community organizations alone, I don't think is probably a viable answer.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting. When we were looking at the 2012 data here in Milwaukee County, we were interested in whether or not this sort of pattern that we found between the experience of foreclosure and a decreased likelihood that you went to the polls that November, whether that was uniform across the county. And we did see, I guess, suggestive evidence of an outlier. And that is among Black homeowners in Milwaukee County seem to be somewhat more immune to the depressive effect of foreclosure on turnout. And the reason, the hypothesis, we don't have overwhelming evidence, it is more suggestive evidence here, goes to this role of community organizations. And here in Milwaukee, Common Ground organized, mobilized our residents in Sherman Park, so high rates of home ownership, in the face of foreclosure to demand a response from the banks, a response from local government, whether you're dealing with trying to keep people in their homes or if you're dealing with a vacant property, to have that rehabbed and put back onto the market to stabilize the community. So in that case, I think we see some inkling of the role of community organizations. But my goodness, that was a massive effort on the part of Common Ground, the amount of door knocking and mobilizing that they did over a long period of time was tremendous. But it also tends to be the outlier, right? We did not see much of this across the country. And so while I think, you know, Common Ground should be applauded for the work that they've done and groups should kind of look to them as the things that they were able to accomplish, that task is really hard at the same time.
Yeah. Well, Amber, Paru, thank you so much for joining us here on Lake Effect and sharing your work with us.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Paru Shah is an associate professor of political science at UW-Milwaukee, and Amber Wachowski is an associate professor of political science at Marquette University. They spoke with Lake Effect's Joy Powers about their research on the impact of the foreclosure crisis on voter turnout.